This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grolic Saves the World time.
All right, the Grolic saves the world.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're getting big. Our world needs our next test.
If I look like I'm glowing, it's because I'm full of cheese and chocolate from a free meal at the Melting Pot. Welcome to the Grolic Saves the World. My name's Adam Caton Holland.
My name's Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew. I thought we were doing plugs at the end. Wow.
And this is the podcast where we better the world around us by bettering ourselves through passive-aggressive self-help challenges. But I did have to flex that I ate for free at Fondue Empire, the Melting Pot, the other days, dude.
And it wasn't even homecoming or prom?
I wanted you to know that kind of thing happens to me a lot, and it's not a big deal. We don't have to waste a lot of time up front on the pot.
I think we do.
I just needed you guys to know.
Was this like a food poisoning complaint
on your
part?
I don't
know why
you guys would bring it up to even start the podcast. It's kind of like you're putting me in the corner.
Your primary care physician said that fondue was a fondant for you, if I remember, because of your cholesterol, bud. And I think he said that, and you keep going back for the cheese.
Because when he got the blood test results, he was like, Adam, has it been fondue every day?
And but then I'm there, and who do I see in the booth next to us? My fucking doc. It's like, okay, well, you can't lay off.
Talk about the Hippocratic Oath, you hypocrite.
Oh,
thank you,
wow.
Andrew.
It took a minute
now,
to
Andrew,
get there,
I think you
bud.
Should see your doctor after that one as well.
I hurt my head.
A small stroke.
I hurt my head with that word.
He fell down that little four step of stairs, didn't he?
I fell down the word stairs. Ow!
It was a minor fall from the kitchen to the back patio, like three steps, but he went head first down them.
Yeah, he tumbled down that. I thought my fondant was bad, but now
it was pretty bad. But at least you said the word smoothly.
Yeah, the listener could follow what you were doing, and that was like watching Max Headroom try to do a pun.
Yeah, he's a real gifted one.
This podcast is not just about free meal hookups. Although, if you want to hook Ben and I up, we will also go get fondue. I mean, we'll go together. We'll feed each other Lady and the Tramp style. Free fondue, come get out of here.
Yeah.
A scalding cheesy kiss.
This podcast.
Andrew, go ahead. You're approaching another set of stairs. Let's see how you do on this one.
Oh, boy.
I'm laughing at scalding cheesy kiss, which just seems like it should be at any Melting Pot ad. This is a podcast where we better ourselves and the world around us through passive-aggressive self-help challenges.
Said it. You don't remember. You're 100 years old.
Oh, God. I'm stuck on you getting this sweet swish of a meal.
Hey, Ben, how are you doing?
I'm great. Y'all, can I tell you where I'm at right now? I am in the Northeast right now. I am in beautiful Winthrop, Maine. Right in the central Maine capital area, Kennebec County. I'm visiting the fam, so I'm doing this remote with y'all, truly remote.
Oh yeah.
And we're doing something different this episode. We're letting our Patreon supporters pick the challenge. Okay? So what we did was we put up a poll of three options and they all voted and the number one that came out was no car for a week. That was the big winner. Unfortunately, I am in the woods right now. And I do need a car to get out of here. I am.
Which, listener, I am as disappointed as you are right now.
Exactly.
Because
we thought, what a challenge.
I wanted to see how Ben could get home.
Yep. Naked and Afraid. Yeah. Grolic Saves the World edition.
I'm 2.5 hours from the nearest airport, so it would have been a long carriage ride out of here.
It doesn't
so,
say anything about a three-wheeler. You could have three-wheeled your ass to the airport.
They're illegal now.
They rode a horse.
That's right. They tip too easy.
They tip too easy. Both horses and three-wheelers. So we're going to come back to that challenge. We're going to do that. Trust us. People listening, we are going to do the No Car for a Week challenge. That is coming up. In the meantime, we needed something we could do while I am up here. So we went with the number two selection, the one that got the second most votes, which is no fucking swearing.
Suggested by one of our patrons, Ryan. So thank you,
yes,
Ryan.
Yes, Ryan Grenoble suggested
this.
You
prude.
You fucking dickwad.
Do you think it's because we swear too much on the pod, for real? And Ryan's just like, you guys could clean that shit up.
We do swear a lot on the pod. I at least I think I do.
Do you swear a lot? I don't think of you as a.
I think there's
as
a good amount of swearing on.
Oh,
on
we
the
swear.
Pod.
A lot
I think we
collectively.
Swear so much we don't even think about it. Yeah. And I know because I listen to this podcast in the car with my son, who will repeat the things we say.
Oh, well, that's
he's a
cool
3.5-year-old.
That's a
lot
cool
of cool jizz
thing.
Jokes coming out of that kid's
last
mouth.
Last episode, he really loved. I said church fight. He was yelling church fight for 2 days.
That's fine. Yeah.
Better than church fire,
but
which is
that's
what
the
was
good
on
version
shirt.
Of that. I mean, he has sworn before. He says "God damn it" a lot. I think we say that on the podcast.
You like, say that.
He's picking stuff up.
I think
up.
Of that as being an Adam, Kate, and Holland thing.
No, to tell you the truth, I honestly think it's Katie. I swear to God, I think it's my wife. I keep it pretty clean around the boys, but Katie, I mean, when you meet a woman on the docks, she's going to bring some of that home with her.
She's working the cargo ramps at Rip City.
Yeah,
she's working the cargo hold at Rip City. I met her there. And, you know, a part of her, she's always got one foot in that world.
I can't picture Katie swearing at all.
Well, you guys don't know her like I know her.
I've never thought of you, Adam, as being much of a cursor. I don't think you swear all that much.
I guess not. I think probably, Ben, you're the most foul-mouthed of the three of us.
It's me or Andrew. I mean, Andrew has a pretty foul mouth. He loves to get fired
up. I cuss
up.
A good amount in my comedy and in my casual chat, but I almost never cuss around my kid. I think I've cussed around my kid like literally 2 times.
Really?
Do you remember what they were? Were you
snapped
or something?
No, it was like an extreme pain where it's like... You know, smashed my thumb in something like that. Burned myself pretty bad on the door.
And is that fuck? Is that fuck?
Yeah, it's like fuck or like
that's Andrew right
God,
there.
God damn it! I've heard that before.
Yeah.
That's kind of the only times I've cussed, and I told my kid because at some point as a parent, you always have to explain to their kid, you know, why they can or can't cuss because they'll want to, and I was just like. You can cuss when you know all the other words. That's what I told her. I was like, as soon as you know all the other words, you can proceed to capsize your vocabulary with swear words. But in the meantime,
father, you're so loquacious.
You have
fuck
to.
You.
You have to learn a vocabulary before you start shortcutting it with swear words. Was what I told her. I know that she like swears recreationally with her friends, but like a little kid who cusses, it just seems so trashy to me. You ever hang out with like an 11-year-old who's just like cussing
no,
a lot?
I can tell you right now, I don't ever hang out with 11-year-olds.
It's just feel I don't know, your friend's kid or something. It's not just me and an 11-year-old.
They don't.
Have you been in the presence of an 11-year-old who cusses?
All the time. There's this crew outside 7-Eleven.
Jesus.
I read an article a while back that said that there is no correlation between intelligence and swearing. I mean, there are people who are highly intelligent who swear a lot. There are people who there's nothing. It does. Swearing is not bad for you. So I just gave up on trying to edit myself around my son. And I swear constantly and... prodigiously around him. He does not swear. He will not swear in front of me. Even if I tell him it's okay to do it.
It's like watching your dad smoke the whole pack of cigarettes and deciding, I'd rather not. I guess it's not for me. Now that I've seen it in excess like this, I guess I don't need it.
Heather Snow, a great comic from Denver that passed away from cancer. We made a video that was fuck cancer, and it was comics all doing like saying that or whatever. And we gave him permission. Crystal and I were there. Like, we wanted him as a little kid to say, would not say it. He would not in front of us. He won't to this day swear in front of me. He's 17.
That's so funny.
I've not heard him swear. The only time was one time when he was a kid. He was a toddler. We were in the middle of a gathering of family members, and somebody made a joke, and he's like 2 or 3 years old, and we're all laughing, standing there, and then we stop laughing. Milo continues on laughing. Doesn't know what the joke was about. He's just still laughing. And then he stops. He goes, fuck yeah. It was so perfectly timed. It was awesome. But that's the only time he won't swear. And I swear a lot.
You do.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I want to say this before we do this challenge. I don't think Ryan Grenoble thinks there's anything wrong.
Narc.
I think Ryan just wanted us to hit each other with the weapon spatch.
We're not bringing out the weapon spatch every time. It's well-trodden territory. We're into new things.
Ryan did want the weapon spatch. I also wanted the weapon spatch, but was shouted down. If you're not familiar with the weapon spatch, it is the sidearm of all Riff City peace officers. They wear it on a belt holster. It is a metal-handled plastic spatula, and it hurts. You get hit on the knuckles with that, it hurts. It first made its appearance in episode 4, the Stop Saying Likes and Ums episode. And if you haven't heard that episode, stop this one immediately. Hit the e-brake, do a smoking U-turn on the highway, and go back and listen to episode 4. It's a classic. It's great. It also makes a cameo in our birding episode, so you can also detour over to the birding episode. Hear the whapping spatch in action.
And we're not saying it's not going to come back.
It's got to come back at the right time.
So there will come a time, but we're not going to let you pick when the spatch speaks. We decide when the spatch.
Also, Ben's in Maine. We can't hit him. We asked his parents, hey, would you hit him for us in this challenge every time he cusses? And they said, not anymore.
Ben's afraid of him. He's like, not a chance.
So what are the parameters? What are we going to do here?
Exactly. How are we going to police this shit?
We're going to do a swear jar challenge. You know, maybe new people.
Oh, swear jar.
I was always so jealous of people who had the swear jar in their house growing up, because in my house, it was the other system known as the belt to curb swearing.
The idea, layers of fucked up.
The idea of just getting to put a quarter in a jar every time you swear, luxurious.
It's not a bad idea, though, to have a belt, but there's no one else around, so we just hit ourselves. It's self-flagellation.
It's a challenge.
Yeah, one lash over the shoulder every time you swear.
Every time you swear.
Then we take close-up photographs of our skin at the end of the week.
Whose ever skin is the least
whoever
pale.
Whoever can see Jesus' face in their back wins the challenge.
Yes.
So we'll do a swear jar challenge. Obviously, I don't have cash around. I doubt you guys have cash around jangling in your pockets. So I think we're going to do like a virtual swear jar. You're going to track your
digital
swears.
Digital swear jar.
Yeah, you're going to. Okay. There's probably an app for that. But,
there's an app for that.
Just use a notes app, something on your phone, every time you swear. And I think it should be like $1 a swear. Every time you swear, you're going to lose a dollar.
First of all, we're not starting. A holy fuck.
Question, what about comedy? I have sets. I'm not going
into comedy. You cannot swear in comedy. I cannot swear in comedy. Ben, you cannot swear in comedy.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of a challenge.
I'm doing a bunch of new shit.
That's the whole point of a challenge.
Hold my hand,
Adam.
Through
no
it.
Way. You have to do it. If I have to do it, I have 2 shows this weekend, Adam.
Oh boy, I think that should be offsides. You can tell me about my life, Ryan. You can't tell me about my art.
But where did the two separate, Adam? You are a living artist, and everyone it says that all the time.
That's what it says on my taxes. I write everything off.
But now that I'm worried about you swearing a bunch in your set and lying about it, I think, Ben and Adam, you're going to need to record your set on your phone so we can make sure we get the tally on your cussing.
Cool, because I'm headlining, so have fun listening to 50 minutes of me, you dumb fuck.
I didn't say I was going to be listening to it. Why do you think we have a producer on this pod, dude?
I have a show. I have two shows. I have one show in Manchester, New Hampshire, before a punk band, and another show in Boston, in Boston before a punk band. How many times do you think I'm going to swear, dude? I'm going to come out of this fucking broke, dude.
Andrew, do you have any shows?
Shit. I don't, so I'm fine.
So you're going to win because you're not booked this fucking week?
Yep, the Lord works in mysterious ways, boys.
Fuck off.
I do have some RPG game streams that I can't swear in, so it'll be a lesser challenge.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's tough, you know, getting around the boys.
Do you swear in those regularly?
Yeah, for sure. I would
swear
if I
felt like
it. Oh,
yeah, you know how when old Zonkers the Mage is around, he loves to lay down a curse or two.
He's trying to impress him.
Yeah, he's got and when an orc sneaks up on you, you know you gotta let out a fuck or two, right?
Not anymore. Yeah. It's fiddlesticks. So that's the challenge. Are we going with like basically anything that can't be in a G movie? Like the word shit? That's a swear. You can't say shit, you know, in a
shit,
job interview.
Shit, fuck, ass, bitch, cunt, the big ones, you know.
Can we say God damn it?
See, I feel like we can't say God damn it, but you can say God and you can
what
say
about,
Jesus.
What about damn it?
I think those are swears.
You can't say damn it.
That's a Blink-182 song. It's
you can't
on the
say
radio.
Damn it,
they don't bleep it.
Using the Lord's name in vain is a separate thing. That means nothing to me. Is an atheist saying Jesus or God?
Oh, look at how far you have strewn from the flock from last
and
episode.
You can say God all you want.
You are being a very bad Quaker right now, Andrew. You're a bad Quaker.
Can you say Jesus Christ?
You could say Jesus Christ.
It's a friend. Can I say Jesus Christ? I can say Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
okay,
you can absolutely
can
say Jesus
that.
Christ because it is.
All right. I'm the only one that took something from the Church of Cannabis, apparently. But
I'm
going to
get creative. I'm going to be like, oh, suck my kneecaps.
Suck my kneecaps is pretty funny.
But no damn it. What about hell? Like saying what the hell? I don't really consider
that. I think these are swears. What wouldn't you have said in front of your parents when you were a kid? What's a swear?
You can't go by that rubric. That's insane.
And my dad would let me swear liberally. We swore together. It was funny. He didn't care.
Yeah,
like
and now
approach,
look what happened. Look what happened. Yeah. Your dad's destitute.
He's in prison.
I've seen it. Seen him twice
for swearing. Your dad is in jail for swearing at him. Admit
he's down in the he's locked up in the Rift City clink.
Okay, so
all right. So the challenge is
keep track of your swears because you're losing $1 per swear. And I think we should like up the stakes here because just losing
what
the money
mean, up the
where
stakes?
Is it going? What's worse than losing money than knowing that it's going to the other members of the Grolix? Because we make a little bit of money. We make a little bit of money off this pod. Your money that you spend on swearing is going out of your Grolix.
The paycheck? We're taking it out of the paycheck?
Yeah, it's going to the other people.
Oh my God. I love that. I love
that. The more you swear at these punk shows, Ben, the more Dungeons and Dragons books I'm going to buy with your money. So
it's
not just keep that
yet.
In mind.
We haven't started. I just want to be clear. We have
we'll
not started.
We'll start after
the
first
yet.
Break. We're going to start.
Okay, I want to say this. Fuck you. Fuck you both. Fuck this
no,
challenge.
Listen.
Oh, here he goes.
Fuck,
full
the more
Carlin.
You swear, Ben, that's the more money I'm going to spend on your albums and merch because I'm such a fan. And that's all I would buy.
No, you would never buy. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that.
That's all I'd get. I'd get spell shit. I'd get Ben Roy tees. So if I get any extra money, it's going right back to your pocket,
fuck.
Bud. Big fan. Big fan.
What are you going to do with your money if you win, Ben? Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
What happened?
Said you're going to lose this challenge.
Oh, I'm going to lose this fucking challenge.
You're
going to
you are going to lose this fucking challenge.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to lose this. I'm in Maine. Come on. This is what I do.
You're going to Boston to do comedy at a punk show? Just been doing G-rated comedy?
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. So what about jizz jokes? dick jokes, things like that. Are we counting those?
Cum is not a swear word.
Cum isn't a swear word. Jizz isn't a swear word.
So you'd say that in a job interview? You'd just like riff a jizz joke?
Well, you don't say Jesus Christ in a job interview either.
I'd say Jesus Christ in a job interview. What do I don't want to work at a place that would be upset by that.
Okay, all right, so we have to say semen. We have to be scientific creeps.
I'm making semen jokes. Yeah. That's so creepy.
I love that.
It's so much creepier to say semen.
Semen jokes.
I like
I'm just saying, like,
that's sex to me. That's outside of it. That is a sex joke to me. I think the traditional swear words, you know what they are.
All right. I agree. Because I think us keeping dick and cum jokes out of our pod is a separate challenge and an insurmountable one. Because we are batting 1,000 on those. So
yeah.
Yep. Let's just go, yeah, classic swear jar. We're going to start tracking it. I'm going to count us down right now. If you need to get it out of your system, Ben, get it out of your system because it's about to start costing you a dollar.
Fuck me, 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 fuck
Fuck me.
How am I supposed to have sex if I can't say fuck me?
You're gonna say frick.
Frick me. Oh, frick me.
Frick it. Yeah.
Love me. Right. Love me. Love me harder.
Yeah. Okay, I don't
okay,
like this
I'm
one.
Okay, I'm counting it down. 5, 4, 3,
shit.
2, 1.
Fuck you, Ryan Grenoble.
Oh, you just said it, Adam, already.
Yeah, he said one. Go ahead and write one down.
I counted it down. I counted it down.
It was on
down.
The line.
No.
It was on
there was
the
a
line.
Delay. There was a delay on my computer. It's a Zoom
But it's
thing.
Done. So here's how this is going to work. If you are tangled in a mess of our swears, we are going to do a digital swear jar challenge. We're going to make a hash mark or a tally mark on our phones in some sort of a notepad app. And then we're going to try not to swear. You can't swear for the entire week. If you do swear, you have to pay $1 for each mark. And that money is guaranteed to come out of our very paltry take we receive from doing our live show and this podcast. I don't think there's enough money coming to me because it's not a very large sum of money.
If you go into the negative, you have to work it off weeding my yard, Ben.
So, oh,
you
God.
Gotta wash dishes at the Grolix restaurant.
That restaurant is struggling. People don't even know it exists.
A lot of health code violations.
This fucking sucks.
You got
damn it.
You just got another one.
Just did it twice.
Just $2.
God damn it. I didn't even get
you just said
three. He's like $3. A snake. He's like a snake eating his own tail.
That's three before the episode's even done. I'm out $3 already.
Out three in the
what
intro.
The heck?
You are so
okay,
screwed.
Jeez, I'm crow.
Can Andrew say screwed?
I can say screwed. Screwed is absolutely okay.
Screwed's fine. I would have let my son say that. Oh, God. That's three.
Bet you wouldn't have said it in front of your Christian parents, Andrew.
I would have.
You wouldn't have said it in front of your
Christian
parents.
Screwed is absolutely okay.
Okay. All right. Let's do this before I continue to fall down a hole here. Why don't we listen to some live stand-up comedy from our live show that happens the last Saturday of every month at the world-famous Bug Theater. And, man, do we have a show this month. Sarah Schaefer is coming in. She's going to be closing it out. She's amazing.
G-rated Christian comedian.
G-rated Christian comedian Sarah Schaefer.
The ticket link is in the show notes, so get your tickets now for that. But let's listen to some live stand-up comedy from a good friend of mine. This is Ryan Belville, the Canadian comic. Yeah, he's a handsome one.
They don't even know how to swear.
Enjoy it. And when we come back, we will be clean. We will be proper. We will be pious. We won't have swore for a week. I guarantee you, I won't do it. Except for those three I did before the break. That's the only one.
Great.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned, everybody.
Hello, friends. What's happening? Look at you, beautiful, sexy dirt squirrels. I can see your faces. Holy shit, in a theater with unmasked fucking humans again. Just raw dogging jokes. Oh, it feels better, doesn't it? Oh, what a treat. We did it. We did it. Come on. Where are my Moderna bitches at? Fellow Modernas? Yeah, some Pfizer fuckers in the house? Johnson & Johnson, raise your one blood-clotted hand in the air. They make baby powder. What could go wrong? Everything. Baby powder literally fucking kills babies. And it gives ball cancer and cervical cancer. Anyways, fun fact, comedy show. Hey, I grew up in Canada. All my relatives got AstraZeneca. That's a fun fucking Kirkland brand shot to get. All the older, you think it's going to be okay? Sure, try the Astra fucking Zeneca. Try the shot that sounds like a Harry Potter curse and see how that turns out. AstraZeneca!
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
We are back. Through the wizardry of podcasting, time has elapsed.
Oh, I love that sound.
About a week, but not yet quite a week, which means, fellas, the challenge is still on.
Gosh,
the
challenge
is still going.
The challenge is still on. As we recap how this last week went, we are not to swear. We are not to curse. We are good little Christian
frickin'
boys.
A.
Did you say? Did
I
you
said
get
frickin'?
He said frickin' A, which okay. would have gotten you in okay. a lot of trouble at my house growing up, but is apparently okay in the filth woods of Maine.
I think we so for the next maybe producer Ron will sound a gong to let us know the swearing gates are open.
It's the cuss
but
gong
as for
of
right
Rift
now.
Cuss gong
of Rift City, which we stole from the Tibetans. I think the people of Rift City stole that. There was a
they used
Goodwill
it instead
tour.
Of cussing
the Tibetans
and
brought a
yeah,
gong.
We
that's
took
right.
it.
That's right, and we took it from them. We took it from them, and those Tibetans were foolish to ever tour Rift City. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's oh god, that was fucking fun. Ah,
oh, whoops!
Okay. Ring a ding ding. Got our first one.
Ring a ding
ding. Add another dollar to Ben's total. Let's talk.
So just
about
to recap,
yeah. Went.
Why don't we recap what the challenge is for the listener who maybe got entranced by the ads over the ad break? We had to do a swear jar challenge every time we swore. We lose a dollar from the money that we get from this podcast. We don't get a lot of money from this podcast, so any no. amount of swearing will make an appreciable dent in the money that we're getting. And the money
we
will be split.
We are literally making ones of dollars off this. And so
perhaps someone will now be making negative. I don't know. We'll have to see here. So let's break it down. How was the challenge for each of you?
I think what's abundantly clear is that immediately we became aware of how hard this was because we text each other nonstop. There's a text thread with producer Ron on it. We're very liberal with our jokes, our swearing, and that got us up right immediately. We finished recording the first half of the pod. We started texting each other, and already it's like, oh, I'm down a dollar. Oh, I'm down $2. And that's when I started to realize how hard this challenge is going to be for all of us. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll just take the ball here. Like, okay. it didn't get any easier. I guess day one was the easiest because I was actively thinking about it.
What was your process for keeping track of your swears?
I just made a note in my phone every time I swore and what I swore about. So day one, my kid Ellis is sleeping. Sammy, our dog, barks. I'm alone. And I go, Sammy, outside. And then I go, fucking asshole.
Count it.
So I just to myself.
It. Yeah, you just it. You just Mark got it. You just swore twice.
So even in the recounting of these,
yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you can't. You got to use.
Lord doesn't want to hear it, even if it's for science. Yeah. So that was three, Adam.
Okay, so add $3 to my total. I don't even care anymore.
You dumb shit.
Damn. Oh, man, shoot. One for you.
You're so dumb.
I can't stop it.
I guess what was crazy for me is that there'd be hours where I was very aware of the challenge, and then I would just forget about it. And I entered a fugue state that I call my natural speaking voice. And I would just speak as I normally do. And I don't really know what happened during those periods because I would forget that I'm doing the challenge.
I blacked out.
Mm-hmm. I blacked out and acted as myself. So those periods, yeah. I could have sworn. I don't really remember. I wasn't keeping track that intensely because I just, it's impossible okay. to think about so, what you say all day long.
Give us your total count of swears and give us some notable examples of the swears.
I mean, day two, I did Doug Benson's podcast and forgot about the challenge for the first half of the podcast.
Okay,
and good. Second half, I was like, oh, right, I am doing a challenge. So I just, I gave myself 15, I don't know, 15 wow. in the first half of the challenge.
I love that at the beginning of the first half of that episode of podcast, they're going to be like, this is a freewheeling
man,
tough guy.
This guy, who's this inch lord that Doug mouth. Benson went and found? And then the second half, remarkably chaste. Very prim.
All right.
Wow. Okay. So then give us our estimate.
This is a guesstimate. This is a funsy guesstimate. I'm saying 85.
Wow. Wow.
$85. 85 swears.
85 yeah. swears. Any notable moments where you're like, I can't help but swearing?
Sure. A notable swear that I remember is I was driving alone in my car. I was listening to the station 70s on 7 on Sirius Radio. Plug for them if you wow. want to sponsor the pod. We're here.
I hope it's worth
and
it.
And I heard this song called Playground in My Mind by Clint Holmes. I've never heard it. And
never
it was so weird and creepy that alone, aloud, I said, what the F is this? And producer Ron, I'm going to need you, I'm sorry, to play a snippet so the listener can be like, yeah, that's the only way to react to that. And so that one cost me $1.
All right, let's hear it.
My name is Micah. I got a nickel.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? I'll take $1
that's
on that.
That's $1.
I mean, yeah. Right? That is, it's creepy.
Wow.
Yeah, and somebody texted me a cool bird photograph. I said, holy S. That's my everyday, guys. This is how I relate.
Yeah.
The real banner swear moment was when I tried to do a clean set of comedy. I was at the Denver Comedy Underground. It was a sold out show. I hadn't done regular stand up in like 2 weeks. And I went for the first 5 minutes. I tried to get clean, but I was doing a bunch of new stuff. And then I said, F this challenge. You hate this challenge. Win these people over and do comedy comfortably. And so that was easily 40 to 50 swears over the course of the next hour. I just did not care at all. And
yeah. I feel like your estimate could be wrong based on just what you're telling
you're
us.
You're lowballing us here.
Maybe. And maybe. I don't care. I don't care at all. And if you guys want to go get the footage or the audio, go for it and run the numbers and say, Adam, you were wrong. I'll go, oh, okay, I'm wrong. And I'll pay you that money. I do not care. I hate this challenge.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Thanks, buddy. Andrew. How about you?
I had it kind of on easy street because I had my kid all week and I don't cuss around my kid, even though I like you two around my friends, I cuss very recreationally. I have no problem with it. I don't cuss around my kid unless it's especially notable. Like I've, you know, slammed my hand in the car door or something, anything for physical comedy. You should see these gags I do to make them laugh. But I just generally as a habit, I don't swear around my kid. And that made this challenge crazy easy because I had my kid all week. So that and my day job where I also don't swear.
Wow, you spend a lot of time not being yourself.
Yeah. Well, it's also he spends a fair amount of time just being not cool. And that's like...
That's true.
Oh, more than you would know. More than you would know.
Can I ask you, how did you do your account? What did you use? You
said I used an app on my phone and I just put a big striking X for every filthy word that crawled out of my mouth.
So hot, dude.
I like the way he talked about his mouth and how it came out of his mouth.
Yeah, and it came out
of his mouth. Yeah, that's the part I found.
As soon as I drove, as soon as I got in a car, it was impossible to... Yep. I don't swear when I drive with my kids in the car, but I went to the store without my kid and boy, I swore instantly. It was like almost nothing happened. I was like, okay, this is going to be a challenge. Luckily, I did not drive very much this week.
When you did that race car driving thing in Seattle, when we all had money and you went up to Seattle and tried to be a race car driver for a weekend.
When I peed mine away.
How much did you swear behind the wheel of that thing?
Oh, I actually did. I don't remember swearing very much at all because it was a school and, you know, you're learning the techniques. I guess I swore probably a few times. The instructor would take you on like a fast lap of the course before you did it. And they went very fast. And it was absolutely terrifying. Like a theme park ride that at any moment could end around the stump of a tree or like upside down in
right,
a gulch.
So Lakeside Amusement Park in Denver.
Yeah. That's... So I bet I did utter a few F-bombs here and there then. But when
I
was driving, it was more I was just thinking about nailing all of the techniques. So it's the road rage. It's the other drivers in, you know, in Denver that are getting to me. So the notable difficulties I had, the first one was I applied for a new job. First of all, shout out to one of our listeners, Jen, putting me in touch with an absolute cool, amazing sounding job that I bungled the application for. Somehow I got the name of the company wrong in the cover letter in every instance of using the company.
That's always a good start. Yeah, definitely.
There was no way to get the cover letter back. There was no way to delete it. There was nothing to be done. I just applied for a job that I seemingly did not know the actual name of the company.
I would love to attend Harvard's University. I've always wanted to.
I definitely swore then. I could not help it. And the second one that was impossible to resist. This story is so gross that if you're listening to this, fast forward the pod a minute. I'll give you time to do it. You do not want to hear this story. It is truly one of the grossest things I've
Andrew,
ever
you're
witnessed.
Sending them backwards in pod history. Fast forward through this part. Let them do it how they want to do it. Stop telling them how to enjoy this podcast.
You gave
There's
them
no
the
right
warning.
Or wrong way.
You gave them the warning. It's
okay.
Disgusting.
All right, then.
I don't even know what you're going to say, but I'm on the edge of my wingback.
Ben's going to find it hot, and I might yes and him. So just say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let's just go.
So the other day, my buddy Ian came over, and we were walking my dogs, and my lady husky, Katara, took a poop, and we kept walking, and Ian goes, oh, there's something kind of hanging out there on Katara. And I looked, and sure enough, there was something hanging out of her butt several inches. And at first, I thought, oh, my God, she ate a snake, because we've had these garter snakes in the yard. I was like, she ate a snake, and she's having trouble pooping it out. And I got a bag out, and I was like, all right, I guess I got to, like, get this out. And that's when I realized it wasn't a snake. It was a pair of my kids' underwear. And so I pulled it out.
All right, this is not hot at all.
I don't like this.
Yeah, Ben's face. No. I've never seen Ben actually
like
make that
no,
face.
Not hot.
So I have to pull it out with a bag on my hand, and I had to throw it away. And if you don't think I said an F-bomb that echoed off of the borders of Lakewood, that was so gross. It was truly so gross on every level.
Lakewood's mostly aluminum siding. They can handle anything.
Yeah, and it just has a constant, like, tinnitus ringing of F-bombs. You kind of hear it all the time. And my poor friend Ian He was just looking at me like, this is your life? Like, as if it was like something that happens all the time.
Your life involves pulling a pair of underwear out of a husky's rectum. Yeah.
So that,
there's never been a better parable of your life.
Yeah, I guess that sums
and
up.
And I think we found the cover art for this episode.
Oh, too far, Adam.
Amazing. So yeah. I didn't have a show on the slate for this challenge. You two did, and you two were supposed to do clean comedy, which we heard Adam bungled, and I'm thoroughly confident Ben bungled as well. So apropos of nothing, producer Ron offered a $100 bounty for 10 minutes of clean comedy, which is insane. Any comic who's been doing comedy even a year should be able to do a 10-minute clean set. That is not a hard ask. A clean headlining set, yeah, that could obviously be more of an undertaking. 10 minutes, that is nothing. So, like a true villain, I was like, I'm going to take Ron's $100. I already know I can do this easily. I'm going to get on a show. I'm going to drop into a show. I'm going to easily do 10 clean minutes, and I'm going to make $100 to offset the money that I'm losing by swearing.
Heck yeah, dude.
So I canceled some plans. It doesn't sound right, Ben, and I'd like you to not
Heck
do
yeah,
it.
Dude.
Just be silent.
Yeah. Dude, so, this is so cool. Way to put your ash out there, dude.
So I canceled. Some plans. I dragged my kid up to Boulder. I dropped into the Boulder Comedy Show. Great show. Good times. I recorded a set. Did 10 minutes clean. No problem. I even riffed. I was goofing. Not an issue. Got off stage. Found out that the app I used to record had a 10-minute cap. Because I was not using the paid version. So I did not get 10 minutes of a clean set. I got 9 minutes and 20 seconds of a clean set. Oh. Really?
And did that cause you to swear?
Villains come up. See, this is the interesting thing. It did not. I was like, you know what? I deserve it.
Jeez, Crow. You were really good at this. Like, your restraint. Jeez, Crow. That is
I should never have taken advantage of Ron's, what would you call it, generosity?
I think we should be clear. Ron offering us that money was not apropos of nothing. He saw that we were all failing miserably
and decided to chum the waters more.
He's playing, what is it, Deus Ex Machina or whatever?
That's right.
It's
Deus Ex Machina. He's playing the douche in the machine.
He is playing the douche in the machine.
And so that's the problem. Gosh. He's trying to be the hand of God, you know what I mean? And I don't like it.
Yep.
I don't like it.
Well, I tried.
All right, so you didn't get the clean set.
I did get the clean set. I just didn't get an exact 10 minutes. I easily did. I did like 16 minutes.
You don't have any proof of it. You don't have any actual usable
proof.
You
can ask every person in that showroom.
Yeah, why don't we take it to Truth Social and see what they say?
But on the way home, we listened to it in the car, me and my kid. And my kid loved it. It was a nice bonus. They were laughing.
Your kid liked your comedy?
They got to hear. Well, I don't normally put my comedies for adults. I don't normally play my comedy for them.
That's cool.
I like it.
So here's my total.
Totals.
13 swears. 13 swears.
13?
13 swears. There's a little wiggle room. It could be, I don't know, 15, 16. I'm sure there was like one or two.
Wow. What a bad boy.
S bombs that slipped by. But like I said, Having my kid here was a huge boon for me because it automatically kept me from going nuts like you two. So 13 for me, Ben, bad boy B-Roy.
Wow. Well, I applaud you both for trying.
Let's just skip Ben's part. We know that he did terrible. Yeah, let's just go to the end. Let's just go to the third part of the show.
Listen.
Ben, is there anything you want to plug?
I don't think it's a shocker that old B-Wah had a freaking real time with this one.
Oh, boy.
I kept tally marks.
So dumb.
Ben is showing us his phone right now.
Right here. And I don't know if
God,
you can
see them. Oh, my God. It's a cross-hatched. You did like the Empire State Building of tallies.
Jeez. Yeah, and listen, I'm going to say there is a margin for error. I would say let's go plus 80%. And there's really not a minus. There's not like the margin for error doesn't really have a minus on it. It's probably a lot more than this. Let's just get into that right away.
I chose to
do mine through using a word pad and just making a series of hash marks each day and totaling them up in groups of five. I started this on August 12th. That was a light day for me. I'm going to say it right there. I was at my dad's.
First day was the easiest. You were thinking about it.
It was a partial day. Very aware of it. I put down a 29 spot.
I just want to tell the listener, one of the very first things that made Ben cuss, he told us through text, was he got skunked in cribbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got skunked. I'm home. I'm playing cribbage with my 71-year-old dad. He comes out hard out of the gate, skunks me right off the bat. I went on a flurry right there. I didn't even realize what had happened.
Through the board.
I said, 29 could be as high as 40-something. I'm not going to get into why. Yeah. But I'm saying reasonable estimate, somewhere around 29.
So your day one August, is more than half of my week.
Yeah. That's just day one. August 13th, something broke. And I was really trying. I was giving it a shot. I put up a 49 spot on that one. I almost went negative $50. This one I was keeping real track. But I'm in Maine, and this is how you talk in Maine.
Yeah. How do you order a sandwich if you can't swear?
You can't. You're going to get spit in there. You're going to get all spit.
They think you're some sort of knack.
Yeah, you're going to get a phlegm Reuben, and I don't want that. So 49, that's fairly accurate.
Mm.
August 14th, I had my first, that was why the 13th was high. I had a show. I was opening for the band Off With Their Heads, which is a
Christian ska punk band.
Yeah, not.
Yeah, fellowship group.
In Manchester, New Hampshire, which I described as what if heroin were a city. And that just didn't go well.
Oh,
honestly,
49,
now that I realize, is low. I had a friend there with me trying to keep count. I was doing a 35-minute set. She said that in the first 10 minutes, easily 20. And so I don't know what it was.
And I tried to further up the ante here, just like producer Ron did. I told Ben if he could do a clean set of comedy, I'd give him a foot or back massage. Now, I've never offered that before. Guess what? I'm never offering it again.
What an incentive. And that really pushed me, as you can see.
Yeah, no, August it's a shame 14th. That you couldn't spend some time alone with Andrew with his hands on you.
Yeah, August 14th.
That'd be pretty sweet. Pretty.
I had a show in
Andrew,
Boston.
You're weird. That's a weird offer. You're a weird guy.
I know what Ben likes.
August 14th, I had a show in Boston. And this one, if you look on my little list, I just put impossible to quantify. I don't know how you would ever keep
Boston,
a tally.
A town that Ben described as if heroin was a city. Ben had a riff that he did from town to town on this tour, and it was crushing it.
Yeah, I hit a stride on this show, and people started tweeting about a bit I was doing that is notoriously laden with swears, which didn't help. So big shout out to the snitch on Twitter that came to my show and threw down hard. It's just garbage. It just snitched on me.
I hate a Twitter snitch, a Twitch snitch.
I also had a thing going on that was an extremely stressful event. I don't know. I lost count. And I realized how much I use swearing when I'm stressed. 8:15, I recovered. I only swore 13 times.
Andrew's week total.
Yes. But this was good for me. And why this happened, I spent the majority of the day alone.
Smart.
And I think I swore only like 9 or 10 times alone, which was pretty good for me. And then so far today.
Because you dropped the tater tots, you idiot.
That's a deep callback.
Yeah.
And today, I'm somewhere around 38 already this morning.
And it's not even 10 o'clock. It's 9:20 no, as we record.
It's 9:21 a.m. So I feel confident that I put in a lot of effort.
Yeah, you're like a baker, but for cussing. What, you wake up at 5 a.m. To get started on these
78, 91, 129, plus the day that's hard to quantify. So, I mean, you know, wow. 200-300 bones in the hole.
Wow.
But here's the thing. When I was teaching my jiu-jitsu class, I didn't swear. I know not to. You know, I don't do that when I'm teaching class. When
if you just existed inside of a jiu-jitsu class, you'd be fine. If you were
I'd be
never
a great
not
human
jitsing.
Being. Yeah, yeah.
If you just got a jits all day.
You need tenure. We need to get you tenure at this gym.
Yeah.
That's what this podcast is figuring out, that Ben shouldn't leave. Is it the dojo? Is it Miyagi Studio? What
no,
do they call
No, they call
it?
Them academies in jiu-jitsu.
Like what they say for daycare? Okay.
Portuguese academia is what they say.
Right. But, and I love your accent there.
Thank you. Thank you. Guys, I don't want to pay this.
Well,
I don't want to pay the money. And
just say your number, and I'm willing to add 20 to mine to offset some
like
of yours.
I said,
why not?
I mean, 300 ish. Maybe.
Oh my god! Amazing.
Could be.
And so, what did I say? 70, 80. Let's add 20 to mine. Let's do 100 for me.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
So you're taking away from mine. That's cool. But I still lost. And I want you to know, I don't like this challenge.
Well,
can we sound the cuss gong?
Let's count down to the cuss gong, and so we can take off these mouth shackles. 3, 2, 1. Oh,
my God. Holy fuck.
It feels
challenge.
So good.
Easily my least favorite challenge.
I gotta say, I kind of like this challenge, mainly because I'm going to take all the money that you two just lost and misspend it so extravagantly. I'm going to send you pictures of every stupid thing I buy up at Black and Red, up in Arvada. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
I got to say something. Once a fundamentalist Christian, always a fundamentalist Christian. Orbital, I thought you were cool. You just put on your little tight church pants so easily. You fit so nicely back into them. Look at you. You snug
and
little
look
Christ
at the
boy.
Caboose in these pants. You like you wouldn't slip these back on? Wow.
Yeah, it does make your juicy pooper look nice, but I don't want to do that challenge.
Call it a shitter. Call it a shitter. You got that.
Yeah,
that
you don't have to say pooper anymore.
Yeah, shoot.
Say shit shoot, whatever you want to say.
Look, now I'm stopping swearing. So when it's back
your brain
on,
is
I just
broken.
Said shoot. I legitimately said shoot.
So this challenge. Feel good to swear again. And those Tibetans were foolish to ever tour this gong through Rift City thinking they'd come out with it and get it back to Tibet.
That's what those bumper stickers actually originally said. Free Tibet, cuss gong. Yeah, it was a two-part bumper sticker. Nobody liked the square bumper sticker, though, so they just cut it. So it was the top.
I love that Rift City has a trove of stolen artifacts from all over the world.
Oh, boy, don't get us started.
We will not give them back.
Ben alluded to something that I definitely noticed in this challenge, is that swearing is absolutely like a verbal stress release. You say it when you're feeling stress bubble up, and you can like express it with, you know, the flavorful toppings on your vocabulary, and not being able to do that.
Did you think we were gonna just let you get away with that shit?
Yeah, you're just
you just the flavorful toppings.
The country's best riffer.
Putting toppings on your pizza. I definitely felt more stressed all week.
Yeah.
Worried about swearing, not being able to swear. I felt this like undercurrent of stress 100% for sure.
Yeah.
So I think there is a benefit to swearing.
I agree with that, because I don't think if you're just a vulgar person and swear all the time, it's a good thing. And I certainly swear liberally.
Cheap shot.
I certainly swear liberally. No one would ever describe me as dirty, but no one ever described me as clean. But I agree with Andrew. I became resentful and almost more nervous on stage. I've done clean comedy many times. I've done corporate gigs, entire headlining sets, PG. But like the having these shackles on me for real with this challenge, I just got panicked
right.
and swore
Blade
even more.
To the throat. Don't swear. I have trouble with it.
We should have done a blade to the throat. I think that probably would have made the challenge better.
That would have upped it from a spatula.
Yeah, I keep saying it.
Blades to our throat.
Blade to the throat, no swear challenge. Well, if we bring it back, we'll do blades to the throat.
But I agree.
Ancient Japanese blades that Rip Stitty stole from the samurai.
Andrew said swearing is the freshly cubed fruit for the top of my bro-yo. And I love
wow,
to put.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I love.
And you heap it on there. I mean, there's hardly any bro-yo on there. It's pretty much all fruit.
I put very
and that's why
bro-yo.
You have diarrhea 24/7. You can't yeah, just eat well, fruit.
I go to a bar, handfuls of cocktail fruit. I don't care. I just take it right
and
out.
I leave
of the
whole
end.
Tray. You're over there yeah. with the cherries and
just oranges. Eating maraschino cherries and lime.
Excuse me, you going to finish that olive, sir?
I hate this challenge. I don't think it makes the world a better place. I agree with you. I'm a crock pot. And letting out a little fuck or a little shit or a hell is a little
what
bit
are you
of
cooking in there. God damn.
I'm making oxtail. And you guys know that. Oh. Yeah, a braised oxtail. Adam, your reactions to this. Oh,
I love it.
Yeah, I love a braised oxtail. And do it in a crock pot. But I don't ever want to do this challenge again. I swore so much for so long that I was like, is this bad? I actually read, like, looked up studies on it. Contradicting all of what we've been trying to do, it is actually healthy to swear. Studies show that it is a great stress reliever unless you do it too much. And if you swear too much, then the effects of it lessens, much like when I take too much of my Wild brand pomegranate okay. one-to-one CBD.
Oh, much like God. The endorphin rush of social media is not, it wears off. You just need more of it. Moderation in all things. However, I do think if you're swearing too much and it's a problem in your life, that will become abundantly clear. Your employer will say, stop swearing. Your wife will say, stop swearing so much in front of the kids. You will be made societally to rein it in. And none of us have been. So, Ryan, thanks for the fucking chow. But I'm going to swear as much as I want to swear. I don't think yeah. I'm going to change anything.
You're not going to push your Puritan Quaker values on us.
I think this is a win for Ryan because he gave us a challenge that was challenging and that we hated. And
that's true.
That's probably what our pod needs more of and less.
So I think we answered it. None of us think this makes the world a better place. I don't believe any of us to ever give up swearing fully. Although I will say.
Oh, here we go.
There were points in my set. I was trying to be mindful of how much I swore. And I did like that fact. I will take the one positive away from this is that I could use to swear less on stage. I still like peppering them in. It's cumin. Gives it a nice
don't
flavor.
Seasoning. Yeah, this yeah. is what I said, and you made fun of me. So fuck
no,
you, Ben.
No, but no one puts cumin on a bro-yo. So that's
no,
why.
listen.
You can put some tahini on there. Sprinkle some tahini on top. No, no, Adam. No, let's get into this. You can put spicy okay. stuff on top of fruit. Right. Fuck you, Ben.
Take a
not
knee.
On
I'll
a bro-yo. You don't spice up a brogurt, you idiot. Okay.
All right.
Adam,
go ahead,
what were you
Adam.
Saying?
I was going to say no one's a bigger Ben Roy comedy fan than ACH. That's why I use all my extra money to buy your merch. And you are a great comedian. You know how powerful a well-placed swear can really like impact a joke. So like to young comedians out there, I think it's better to moderate your swearing because it can really be effective as punctuation if you're not just swearing throughout the entire set. And I think, Ben, you know that as well as anyone. It can be like a yeah. great setup to a punchline. It can add emphasis. But if you use it too much in stand-up, I do think it loses a power that you can save for specific moments.
Definitely.
Yeah. I would love to have heard you listening to that song and then you being like, what the fuck is this? Like, that's a perfect use of it.
Yeah. I said it out loud and I was mad that I swore, but I was like, this is hilarious. Like,
that's
the only
way
to react to that song.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, but no thank you, Ryan. You can take your shitty challenges and cram them right up your dumb fucking ass. Okay? Ha ha! Because we're back, baby. Full power, full strength, BWA. Right here.
Fuck hey, the world. Don't ask me for shit.
Why don't we fucking do this? Man, why don't we listen to some cool live fucking stand-up comedy?
No. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
From our balls-ass shit comedy live show.
Shit out that happens. Ass.
That happens on the corner of Shit Alley and Fuck Avenue in the middle of
you
fucking.
You like fucking comedy? You shit sticks? Yeah. Go to the fucking Bug Theater, you dumb fuckaroos.
Bug Theater, last Saturday of every fucking month. And boy, do we
eat
have a
my ass.
Crazy lineup. We've got Lindsay Adams from Chicago joining us and fucking Sarah Schaefer this month.
Shit, but let's
listen to some live stand-up comedy from fucking Howie fucking Mandel. And when
you don't think I love fucking Howie Mandel? I fucking love H-Man.
And when we return, we've got more fucking show plus birthday fucking shout-outs as well as teasing the next episode's challenge. So stay fucking tuned, shitheads. Shit. Balls.
You sound like you have Tourette's is what it actually sounds like.
I like the ending. Yeah. All right, guys, it's not actually Howie Mandel. We got tied up in a serious legal battle over that clip, and we could not do it. However, we have someone even better. This is a clip from Chanel Ali from last year's live Grolic show at the High Plains Comedy Festival, which is coming again September 8th through 10th. So enjoy Chanel Ali, and we'll be back with more show.
I'm from Philadelphia. Make some noise, you've been to Philly. Make some noise. Nice. A lot of y'all. I'm happy y'all made it back. I like it when my city lets people go nowadays. Very progressive. I'm from North Philly, very dangerous part of Philly. If you get a chance to go there, just make sure you don't. There's nothing for you there. Philly is wild. I remember they opened a movie theater in North Philly in 2006, the Pearl Theater. Sounds nice, right? Opening night, a guy got shot in the penis. Oh, some of y'all don't know Philly history. You can look it up. I was there that night. Matter of fact, when you get home, I want everybody in here to Google North Philly penis. Now, you go get some other shit. I'm talking first page results. I'll never forget that night. It was 2006. The very first Spider-Man just came out. I was walking up to the theater with my friend. Some cops burst through the double doors like, we're shutting it down. Guy just got shot in the dick. I was like, what? Is this how police investigations work? You just tell me and my friends all the facts of the crime?
And we are back. And thanks to the magic of podcasting, Ben's not here. Oh. Ben's not back with us because he owes us so much money. We're not going to allow him to do this pod until he pays up.
Ben, you are officially banned from the fucking pod. And I got to say, Andrew, it feels calm in here.
Oh, it feels good.
And In a way, less stupid. You know what I mean? It feels less stupid in here because Ben is a stupid motherfucker.
This must be.
And I'm glad he's off the pod.
Like how the credit card companies feel, who I owe money to. It's just nice to sit back and know that somebody owes you hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds of dollars. So Ben, when you want to pay up for losing this challenge so, so catastrophically, we'd love to have you back on the pod then. Until that time, I think Andrew and I will just explore our thoughts and maybe not have to talk a neurotic, sad guy off the ledge every episode.
Yeah, none of these like Dennis Miller history-isms. We don't give a fuck, okay? We're just here to have a good time.
Oh my God, what book did Ben read today that he's going to waste 20 minutes on? You know what I mean? It's just, we get it. You read a book, congrats. Move on.
Ugh. Anyway, this is the third act of our pod, the best third act in the pod biz, right up top.
Oh, yeah.
Big thanks to Ryan, our Patreon, for for pitching this challenge, which was a challenge. It was difficult and we didn't enjoy it. So it certainly fits the definition of a challenge.
I said a lot of nasty things to you throughout the episode, Ryan, and I apologize for those because I do think you made up for a very good episode. And I sort of, we also want to thank our Patreon supporters for voting. Ryan proposed this challenge, but we put a couple up and you listened and voted. So thanks, guys. I think it's a new thing we're going
to
be doing.
Totally. It's fun to have you chiming in and kind of take our hands off the wheel. Why not? Well, Adam, you know what time it is. Plugs, 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 plugs,
plugs, plugs, plugs,
plugs, and plugs. We're doing plugs for pugs. It's a nonprofit.
I'm doing my annual pug pledge drive at City Park. It's me out there with about 100 pugs Saturday at 8, raising funds for pugs. I'd love to see you guys out there.
Raising funds for that breathing passage surgery. They all need it. And
KBC will be out there spinning tunes. Just our annual pug pledge-a-thon. So please show up. But if you can't make it to that, instead, I'd prefer that you go to the Grolix. It is this very Saturday at the Bug Theater, 8 p.m. Sarah Schaefer is headlining. It's going to be so fun. All three Grolix boys are going to be there.
It's going to rule.
You should get your tickets now. And we'll see you at the Bug Theater this Saturday, August 27th.
Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. I have a headlining show if you want to see me in a proper comedy club. Check me out September 7th. It's a Wednesday
Hold
night.
Hold on. I got to write that on my calendar. September 7th?
Yeah, yeah. I'll wait.
Oh,
I'll wait.
Buddy. I'm coming. Cool. I'm watching. I'm taking notes.
September 7th. I'll be at the Downtown Comedy Works. It's going to be fun. I mean, it's one of the best clubs in the country for a reason. So come down.
And you're
check
one of the best
out.
Comics in the country. So to me, what a perfect
not.
Pairing. And after that, if you're just, that's just your comedy appetizer because Andrew serves as the unofficial soft open to the High Plains Comedy Festival, September 8th through 10th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Denverado. Fest passes remain. There's a few left, but they're going fast, so get on them. Buy those at highplainscomedyfestival.com.
Hell yeah.
It's the best time of the year. High Plains is coming, you guys. And if you need a reason to fly out to Denver besides a Grolix show, I feel like the High Plains Comedy Festival is a very good reason
for
that.
So much good comedy. I'm kind of the amuse-bouche of High Plains. I've always said that.
This year's amuse-bouche.
It's like,
oh, and I should say at High Plains, we will be doing a Grolix show, and we'll be doing a live Grolix Saves the World podcast.
Woo!
So if you're a fan of this pod, come on out to that. We could use you in the audience.
Hell yeah.
And listen, you guys, please subscribe to this podcast. Please follow us on all the mediums at Grolix Comedy. And if you feel so compelled, why not leave us a review? You know, we're here. We're desperate for your approval. We're scrolling through our phones, refreshing all the time, desperate for a new review. And guess what, guys? One just came in.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
This Friday.
Read it.
By somebody
Read it.
Named Wolfsman. And if, hey, Wolfsman, you should come to the Pug Pledge if you're really...
Wolfman or Whoopsman?
No, Wolf. W-U-F-F-S.
I forgot. That's how you say wolf. Oh, I got it.
Let's not take our eyes off the prize about how I say the word wolf. And you guys say wolf or whatever.
It's adorable.
Stop it.
Go ahead.
Stop it. Wuffsman, please come to my Pug Pledge Drive Saturday. Wuffsman says, this is my current favorite podcast, which I kind of like because it means like it's not going to always be maybe. It's up to you guys whether you stay my favorite podcast. But we are his current favorite podcast, 5-star. And then he just says, it's true. I love these dudes. And
nice.
You know what? That just made my day.
Short
Thank
and
you.
Sweet. And I like it. It leaves us, it doesn't let us rest on our laurels. Currently my favorite. Slip up once, you're done. But now?
You're done.
Yeah, you're on top. I like it.
Next review is going to be like my former favorite podcast.
Yeah, after they banned Ben for not paying up the fucking money he owed everyone. But speaking of money, another amazing way to support us is with our Patreon. This podcast is largely a labor of love, but we do have a Patreon if you would have the means to help us out. It is incredible. Big thanks to everyone who already supports us. We have all kinds of cool stuff on our Patreon. We have three different tiers. You can get like an individual message from Ben. We have ad-free episodes. We have bonus content like our pod within a pod, Boy Crazy, which we have a new episode coming. Should we even hint at what it is, Adam?
I don't even care. Just tell them. Just tell them.
We have a new episode coming up from the sewers soon. That makes it sound pretty bad, but it's a great episode. And This Boy Crazy was actually pitched by a Patreon. So we love our fans. We love our Patreons. If you want to check it out, it's patreon.com/GrolixSaves.
And I got to say, if you're a fan of Ben and you want him back on the podcast, well, maybe give us some more money on Patreon so Ben can pay off his significant debts to me and Andrew, and he'll be back. So if you're a Ben fan and you want to hear him more on the pod, which I can't imagine there's a lot of, but I bet there's two or three, pay some more money, and Ben will be back on the pod soon.
For only the price of a cup of coffee a day, you can help middle-aged comedians like Ben Roy get back on their podcasts and get heard.
Because of their prodigious swearing and their inability.
Their inability to rein it in for even moments at a time for the sake of a challenge.
Footage of Ben in a field shirtless crying.
And cussing.
Cussing.
Just black and white half-speed footage of Ben mumbling cuss words in a main field.
Yep. Interspersed with me running through a field with pugs, so happy.
These pugs. Back,
yeah.
Man, I love these third act pugs coming out of nowhere. Another benefit of our Patreon is birthday shout outs. That's right.
Yes.
Welcome to the Cheesecake Factory of the internet. Somebody leaked a tip to the server, and here we come over to your table, synchronized clapping. We've got some August birthdays to celebrate. What should we do for these birthdays, Adam? What should we like to do something special every birthday.
I got it. The whole challenge has been about not swearing, right? So let's speculate what these birthday boys and girls favorite non-swear is. Like a word you could say that feels like a swear, but it is not a swear. You know what I mean? It would work in a PG.
You have to have them. You got work. You have social obligations where you can't just belch out a loud fuck.
Yeah.
You're gonna need these in your arsenal, so let's do it.
So Andrew, you take the first one. Okay,
I'll do the first one. Okay, this Jen Paget, a long time fan of the pod, also gave me that hot tip on the job that I promptly blew, but thank you, Jen. I do appreciate the hot tip.
All right, so what's Jen's swearer? What'd she say when she's pissed but she can't really have free reign?
She shakes her head and she gives out a serious fudge ripple. That's what it is. Fudge ripple.
Yeah.
And when you hear it, you know exactly what she means.
Delicious ice cream, too, that fudge ripple. Now, I'm going to take this next one.
Okay.
Megan Cross. Happy birthday, Megan. And I feel like Megan, she balls up her fist. She stamps. She goes, oh, horse hockey. That is horse hockey.
the sport I'm imagining is incredible.
It's exactly what you think. It's horses on skates, and they're out there. They got sticks in their mouths.
Wow.
Oh, horse hockey.
Nice. Yeah, and you know exactly, like, okay, she means business. She's not allowed to say what she wants to be saying, but I get it.
Right.
I was imagining hockey on ice with the players on horseback, but the horses have no traction on that ice. So it's just horses sliding around. Either way, it's great. It's a great image.
It's a great sport.
This podcast would not be possible without our producer, Douche X Machina, Ron Doyle. Thank you so much for your efforts, as well as Mike Henderson for...
Fucking Mike Henderson.
Fucking goddamn fucking Mike Henderson for all of his fucking help recording
fucking
the live
watch
show.
To Mike Henderson.
And our theme music, as always, is by the imminently fuckable Charlie Continental. Thank you, Charlie.
I would lay Charlie Continental down in a field. A happy field, not like the one Ben's crying in and makes
adjacent.
Sweet love to him.
If you climb over the fence, you go down. There's like a glade you can kind of walk down,
it's
and
a
there's
fertile field.
Fuckable
there's
field.
Flowers. Yeah. It's cool. There's shade. Me and Charlie Continental there, we'd get it done.
And you can almost not hear Ben's crying and swears from up in the other field, but it's okay. It works.
You know, we're thinking about moving the pug pledge to this field that you're describing down the glade. Maybe next
fuckable
year,
field.
We'll see.
Wow, the pug pledge is going to go down in fuckable field. Okay, I mean,
coming out to fuckable field this Friday for the annual pug pledge.
Look, that's what they named it. It was a different time. Okay,
well, it meant something different in 1812.
Well, I'd have to add fuckable field to the Rift City map that is coming along.
Yes, fuckable field for sure.
Oh, man. What are we going to do for next episode's challenge?
Well, they already know. They already know what we're doing for next episode's challenge because it's one that we voted on and couldn't do. We're not going to drive. We're gonna get out of our cars. We're going to be good to the earth. And we're going to find alternative modes of transportation. And we're gonna just get out of our fucking cars.
Yeah, this was the number one that the Patreons voted for. So they're going to get it. And I hope they like it. Well, yeah. Normally at this pod, Ben has a catchphrase that he says. And I know it galls him sometimes when we say it. But what I think would gall him even more was if we just don't say it at all. Thanks for listening to The Grolic Saves the World. And we will see you next episode. Check out our Patreon if you get a chance. And until then, we'll just be hanging out in Fuckable Field.
And I'll see you there, Charlie Continental.
Yeah.